Number one has been special teams. They've had three penalties on special teams, and they've struggled defending the pass tonight. And I liked it better, Clark, when they were bringing the house on every play. It forced Brady Kirsch to deliver the ball a lot quicker than he wanted to. Since then, they've almost gone to more of a prevent defense with six or even sometimes seven defensive backs on the field, and that's just given Brady Kirsch more time to survey the field and deliver the ball on time.
First and 10 for the Pirates, working off the right hash at their own 35-yard line, two wide each way. Kirsch is in the shotgun with Danny Lanfear to his left. 5:33 left in the third, a running clock situation. It's a handoff to Danny Lanfear, lowers the shoulder, and he gets out to maybe the 37-yard line, brought down by number 47, Dominic Rosenthal, the senior lineman and do-it-all man for the Bearcats. Second down and 8 for the Pirates, with a big hill to climb.
Yeah, they certainly do. Number one objective, though, here is to put together a nice drive and try to find the end zone to put a stop to this running clock. But this is one of the toughest defenses in the area, and they're showing off their skills, especially when it comes to stopping the run. That is definitely their specialty.
Second down and 8, two wide each way. Kirsch surveying the defense, gets the snap, rolling to his right, looking to pass. Lets this one fly at midfield, and it is incomplete to James Shelkey at the 45-yard line, as it was just a little off canter and falls incomplete out of bounds.
Now, that wasn't that bad of a throw. James Shelkey catches that one 9 out of 10 times, Clark, and he will tell you that right now if you ask him. Throw it to me again, Kirsch, I'll catch it next time, guaranteed.
James Shelkey has brought in 5 passes on the night for 83 yards and has one of the 2 touchdowns for Harbor Beach. 4:15 left in the third quarter, 48-12, Ubley leading Harbor Beach. Third down and 8 for the Pirates, 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right, James Shelkey. Kirsch in the shotgun. There's the snap, looking to his left, now has to go back to his right to throw into double coverage, and James Shelkey out of bounds, can't bring that one in regardless. Falls incomplete, and Harbor Beach on a quick 3 and out to start this second drive of the second half.
They sure are, and I almost got to think in this situation you really have nothing to lose, so would not be surprised here if they go for it on fourth down.
As soon as Dave says that, they bring in the special team unit, and they're going to be punting this one away with 3.5 to play in the third.
Well, no better time to practice a fake punt here, Clark, than right now. What the heck?
We'll see what this one does.
Don't rule that out yet.
One positive note for Harbor Beach is they have strong numbers. Most sidelines we've seen this year, Dave, so far have been very limited. And Harbor Beach with at least 24, 26 players. Brady Kirsch punting this one away. The punt is away, and it comes to the near sideline, goes out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. Now they're going to backtrack and say at the ref continues to walk, and you're going to say midfield is where it went out. So, with 2:50 left in the third quarter, the ball goes back to the Ubley Bearcats, leading by 36 points.
You know, Clark, have you ever hit a golf shot where the club face was wide open?
I won't even know what that is.
Oh, man. It's high and to the left for you.
Yes.
For me, high and to the right.
I've had plenty of those.
And not very far. And that would describe that punt.
I've had a lot of those.
Not very far.
Not very far, yes.
At least you got on the links a couple times this year.
I think 3 times.
Well, that's probably 3 more than last year.
That's an expensive round per average. First and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats. 2:12 left in the third quarter. 48-12. Bearcats leading with the ball. Right in midfield at the 50-yard line. It's a handoff right up the middle to number 37. Still on his feet, Nathan Keller. Out for about 10 yards, maybe just shy of the first down marker. Brought down by Justin Wuschlager for the Pirates after a 9-yard gain, second down and 1 to go.
Yeah, again, another impressive run as the Ubley Bearcats offensive line just dominate the defensive line of Harbor Beach and help them spring them running backs obviously into the backfield and get big gains. And looks like Derek Brown checking out of this game. That'll probably be the last we see him as we start to see some of Ubley's underclassmen get into the game.
90 seconds left in the third quarter, running clock situation. T formation. Matt Mychek still at quarterback. Harbor Beach bringing nearly everyone into the box except for the man deep, which looks like to be Brendan Shedd. Mychek under center. Hands it off to number 23, trying to go around the outside. Gregory Keller has the first down. He's inside the 30-yard line, finally brought down at the 25-yard line by Grant Hansen after a 16-yard gain for Keller.
Yeah, Gregory Keller, he has a nice stiff arm right at the line of scrimmage as he stiff arms 47 from Harbor Beach, Robert Emming, and that helps spring him to the sideline where really there's one guy left to beat. Grant Hansen comes up with the tackle. But otherwise, a play that could have been tackled in the backfield goes for a huge gain. It's kind of been the story of the evening.
They mark him down at the 27-yard line for a 14-yard gain. It's a quick handoff up the middle for number 37. Keller, he's out for the running and into the end zone. Touchdown, Ubley. They tack on another score with 28 seconds left in the third quarter. It is now Ubley 54, Harbor Beach 12.
Yeah, another nice run. This one here, not creative at all. It's a fullback dive right through the middle of the field, up the defense, and it goes untouched into the end zone until about the one-yard line before he was finally touched. And at that point, with a full head of steam, didn't really matter as he spins his way into the end zone and a two-point conversion coming up.
It almost looks like they're going to be going for the extra point.
They are, Clark. Very good. This is
trying to
excellent.
Make my night here.
Have we ever seen this from the Ubley Bearcats?
I don't think so.
Oh, awesome.
Your kicker is number 14, David Messing. He's a senior, right-footed, weighing the snap. He's going to be lining this one straight on and kicks it up, and it is no good wide to the left.
He had the distance, but he pulled it.
So with 28 seconds left in the third quarter, it's Ubley 54, Harbor Beach 12 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. Hi, this is Matt Revert from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. It's our geothermal upgrade event. Switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. In addition, receive a 30% federal tax credit. Start saving up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 989-269-5280.
What you gonna do?
Ubley scores yet again, this time for the seventh time this evening on seven drives. It is 54-12, Ubley leading by 42 points. Dave Hansen, now we're starting to look at,
well,
of course, with the rank.
Might I point out to you, Paul Adams is exactly correct at this point.
Not, no, he has 44 points.
Oh, 44, okay.
So it's a 42-point differential at the moment. And Ubley going for the onside kick.
What a slacker.
And Harbor Beach brings it in at 37 yards. We still have an entire fourth quarter to go, Dale, today.
Well, a speedy version of the fourth quarter, might
yes,
I add.
Yes, indeed. So Harbor Beach gets a shorter field to work with. They're going to start out at their 38-yard line. And for the onside attempt from Ubley, gives them a 62-yard field to work with left to right across your radio, at least for the next 4 seconds. And that is how we end the third quarter with a score of Ubley 54, Harbor Beach 12 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to North Star Bank. At North Star Bank, you can enjoy the same financial services at a lower cost. They offer free online banking with mobile banking and bill pay services. And to brighten your financial future, ask about their great new CD special. It's 1.15% APY for a 15-month term. If you're looking for a local community bank that looks out for your best interests and provide exceptional customer service and value, visit your local North Star Bank branch today. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Check with your wireless carrier for fees that may apply with mobile banking. Annual percentage yield is effective July 7, 2016. Limited time offer. Bank may end this offer without notice. Requires a minimum of $1,000 to open. Penalty for early withdrawal. Member FDIC.
Many aspects tonight, I sound like a broken record.
Well, that makes two of us, Clark.
Coming out of a commercial break, we have...